This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
I've been your Branch.
We are talking about what music lifts you up and makes you feel good about yourself.
We're screaming a little bit in the studio.
We're going, woohoo! And that's because somebody said earlier on that anything by Katie Tunstall keeps me in a good mood and awake and for the long outstation drive. And somebody liked that.
Guess
tweet,
who liked it?
Guess who liked it? Yeah.
I wonder.
The actual Katie Tunstall liked that tweet.
We
Isn't
know
that nice?
Because there's a badge, there's like a tick beside the name.
So it's a verified account.
It is.
There you go. See, ladies and gentlemen, please do let us know what songs you like to listen to that will lift you up.
Okay, so we've got one here that says, which I don't want it to be a verified account. Can't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson. So
well, we definitely don't want a verified account. Mm. Yeah, that would be a bit weird.
Yeah. We also have Lofer XD who says, or Lofer with a smiley face, who says that, funny how you played Heya earlier when it's a song that picks you up and makes you happy when the lyrics are very depressing. So funny he mentioned that because Third Eye Blind Semi-Charm Life is one of my favorite songs. Like every time I hear it, I'm like, you know, super upbeat, it picks me up. It's a song about crippling meth addiction and other things that I cannot mention on air.
Yes.
But Pumped Up Kicks is another one.
I was just going to say that one too.
That's another one. Yeah. Very dark. But, you know, if it gets you going, it gets you going.
There you go. We're going to move on to our final story of the day. Oh, unless you've got some more WhatsApps there.
Oh, we do.
Let's go through them.
Okay, Sojourner by Rhapsody and Cole. I know you guys don't. This is by Vivagan. He says, I know you guys don't replay hip hop in the morning, but this is a beautiful story of how one rises above the everyday adversities and is super uplifting for the willing listener. I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Great track.
My spirit and motivation. Mm. Okay. Thanks for all the messages. And okay, so this is a story out from Singapore. Singapore hotels will be using face recognition check-in. So now, with this technology, I didn't realize Singapore had a population of 5.7 million people. So this is a pilot launched November 6th. Visitors will not need to wait to be checked in by hotel staff, but can instead use a phone app fitted with facial recognition technology and machines which scan their passports. So the data from the scan is sent to immigration authorities for checks, after which the visitor is issued a room key. This is the Singapore Tourism Board and Hotel Association which announced this initiative. So this technology reportedly being trialed at 3 hotels and similar to that used in some airports, including Singapore's Changi, could reduce check-in times by up to 70%.
Wow.
I think that's really amazing. So they had a record high of 18.5 million visitors last year, up from 6.2% the year before, and the city has more than 400 hotels. So I know that when I go to a hotel to check it, even if they don't have my information, it could take anything from 20 minutes to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And even with my information, it still takes about 10 minutes. Mm. So I would appreciate this kind of technology. However, I do worry. You know, like you go to Changi Airport, sometimes Changi Airport, Terminal 4 for sure, you don't have to meet anybody. You just put your passport through, which I love.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking of all that information they've got on me.
I think it's a bit late for that.
It's a bit late. Mm-hmm, I know, which is fine, right? And the thing is, sometimes I get into Singapore and they say, where are you staying, right? And so most of the times I stay with my friend and I can't remember her address. So I just make up hotels where I'm staying. I think I'll say the Ritz today.
I think about the Ritz today.
Four Seasons, you know, I just make it up, right? So now they'll know that I never checked into the Ritz.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I stayed at a hotel in Taiwan recently. It wasn't face recognition, but what they did is they sent you just a little code to your phone. Mm-hmm. You walked in with your phone, you put a beep, 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 and that was it.
Uh-huh.
And then you put, they got these, it looked like a business card, disposable business card. You picked up a disposable business card, you put it in this little block of space, typed in your thing, and it went, okay, that's your key card.
Right.
Simple as that. Mm. Picked it up, and when you leave, you put it back on, you push a button, and it shreds your key.
Mm. Great. But mainly, I think this would, even stuff like that, like you just mentioned, would work for those hotels that don't need you to use your credit card at the desk again. Because some hotels have that annoying habit where you're going to check in, you've done your bookings, you're going to check in, and then they go, can we have your credit card to take like a deposit or something?
Yes.
I'm like, no one said anything about a deposit.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to pay them. Before checking out, you'll need to make sure they cancel the deposit or they refund it. So I don't know how that would work with the facial recognition, because they would still need you to produce some kind kind of card. But otherwise, then, you know, you don't have to wait for them at all. Just like check in straight away. Since you've done the you know, you've pre-booked your stay anyway.
Right. I mean, they're going to have to be rolling this out for these hotels we were talking about in Japan the other day, the ones that are run by AI and robots.
Robot dinosaurs,
Frida. Mm. Did you hear that story?
No.
Oh, it was
I
a
missed
good one.
That one.
That was a good one, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. They were running out of money, though, or something, and they had to start closing some of these hotels down because people were a bit freaked out that the only people looking after them on the desks were robot dinosaurs.
And animatronics and stuff.
Animatronics.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Japan.
Okay. Japan, of course. We have to wrap up, though, ladies and gents, for today's show. Thank you very much for letting us know which songs pick you up and keep you going. Quickly.
Faizad also mentioned that there's this one James Brown song.
Yeah, and that one James Brown song we don't have on the system.
How can?
I know, right?
On BFM. Anyway, we've got another one here on WhatsApp. Here's from Michael, and it's true. ABBA stuff, man. Yeah. And it's true. Mm-hmm. ABBA, of course. You know, we don't have Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
As well.
Although. Hey, what about. I don't want to say it. YMCA is one of those tracks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do have Dancing Queen.
Oh!
But we've got other stuff we've got to get through first anyway.
So many.
Thank you very much, though, folks. And we're not just playing this for fun, although it is Fun Friday. Yeah. And we have had a lot of fun.
There is a business angle to this.
There is indeed. You know, this AIs will be watching humans as they listen to these tracks and learning how it makes them feel when they hear certain tracks, using that data to then manipulate us.
To do things
that the AI wants. It's scary, right? Mm. Anyway, that was our lead story. We then moved on to...
We then spoke about Level Up KL and the stuff that they have in store for the Malaysian gaming industry.
We ended off with skipping the queue in Singapore. You can now check in using your face.
That sounds great. Right. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. As the world gears for Industrial Revolution 4.0, an estimated 47% of workers stand to lose their jobs to automation. That's a scary little statistic. Scholar Carl Benedict Frey argues in his latest book, The Technology Trap, that policymakers should draw lessons from history in strategizing and adapting the tides of technology. The Breakfast Grill discussed how technology, economics, and politics intersect in the age of automation. That's all coming up after the show. One more message from
one final message from Coogan. It says Milli Vanilli. Remember them? But I think if you like Milli's songs, you aren't actually listening to Milli's songs. You might be listening to someone else's songs.
Don't you know it's true?
Mm-hmm.
See, there we go. So at least somebody got it right. For those of you that did send us messages and song suggestions, we've got a couple more to take us out of the show. Up first, Gloria Gaynor with I Will Survive, and then Nina Simone with My Baby Just Cares For Me. Katie Tunstall, if you're tuned in, I'm sorry, we don't have a track on the system right now.
Okay.
We did. Time for us to go. Enjoy your weekend, folks. This has been Rich, Frida, Arvin, and of course, Christine signing off for the weekend here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.